There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
They did something big up at the University of Mary today. Do you have that press release, Todd?
Yeah.
Sorry, just getting ready to come back here, and I know that press conference was like an hour ago, so when you get it, you let us know. We're on the air here, so we can't go to everything for you. We try, ladies and gentlemen. We try, and I'm sure we'll follow up on that in the coming days. We'll be live at the state capitol in Bismarck tomorrow. Among our guests will be the governor of the great state of North Dakota. He's going to join us for about a half an hour. If you have a question or comment for him, phone us up. And you can call the What's On Your Mind line 24-7 at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. And also House Majority Leader Al Carlson. He'll be here as well. So it's another hour to find out what's on your mind. My name is Scott Hennen. And welcome. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO, booming to the Bakken, along with KLTC 1460 and Dickinson as well. On the What's On Your Mind Network, and we appreciate you being out there. I didn't get a lot of feedback from my question last hour, other than, I guess, a couple of calls, and then also Dwight Cook. And, you know, Dwight said, there is that perception. You know, did you notice how he didn't kind of answer? He kind of said, you know, there is that perception. I do have one email here that said, go ahead and say it, Scott. I assume that means what I said last hour that I asked for feedback on, and that was I've come to the conclusion, sadly, that the Democratic leadership right now in the legislature is really not about fixing anything. It isn't about, okay, problem A, you're on that side of the table, I'm on this side of the table, and let's agree it's a problem and let's fix it. Here's what I do, here's what you do, let's meet, let's figure it out, okay, we'll vote, fine. I really believe it's more about having issues to use as a wedge. And you know, nationally, that's the MO now on the party, right? I mean, that's part of how they're trying to stop the tsunami. Republicans are anti-women. Just the version of that in North Dakota from the Democrats these days, the Republicans are anti-gay and they're for big oil, see? And they just love those wedge issues. Now, if I am Max Schneider and my caucus can meet in a phone booth, maybe that's what you do. Maybe that's smart politics, because you use some of those issues to try and win. They've not done real well with them, politically speaking. They could count, fairly two victories in the last legislative session, and I still contend that those victories for Democrats were as much about a Republican loss as they were a Democratic win. I'm talking about Betty Grandy and Margaret City's races. But, you know, really, for what they tried to do, it didn't work. So it's not really effective, is it? Here's my main concern. You know, the mainstream media gets wrapped into what they're doing a lot, and the Fargo Forum took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, the Democratic Party has just well written checks to the Fargo Forum for all of the efforts on Senate Bill 2279 on the discrimination issue, right? And I wish the media would spend some time fairly scrutinizing what's going on here. And to Nick Smith's credit, there's a story in the Bismarck Tribune today. It probably should be sourced strongly to Rob Port at the Say Anything blog, because he broke the story yesterday, and that was that Connie Triplett was being berated. Connie Triplett's a Democratic senator from Grand Forks, a smart member of the tax committee. In the Senate. I mean, she contributes and brings something to the table that isn't just partisanship. Doesn't get her way a lot, but, I mean, brings things to the table. She was, you know, because she supported Dwight Cook and ultimately voted for this, she was threatened with her seat. Now, imagine a Republican, if Al Carlson or Rich Wardner did that, the Fargo Forum editorial would go into meltdown mode. Grand Forks Herald right behind, Bismarck Tribune right behind, and, you know, Minot, Williston, and Dickinson, a few others, not far behind, okay? Close circuit to the editorial page writers. The Democratic Party in North Dakota is not about getting things done. The Democratic Party in North Dakota is all about partisanship. You guys supposedly abhor partisanship, at least when it comes from Republicans, who, by the way, do it too. They do it too. I'm not saying the Republicans are lily white here, but this legislative session, it's very evident what's going on. Very evident in my mind. And I just asked if I was right or wrong. So, anyway, one emailer says, go ahead, say it, Scott. This week's programs are a sponsored infomercial for the crude oil industry, says Tom. Tom, you're welcome to your opinion. There's no problem. That's fine. I don't believe arguing for flat taxes, for sensible tax policy. And I don't care if you're a popsicle maker, right? I don't care what you are. I don't think that's any way to run a railroad. Now, the oil industry, like them, don't like them, $40 billion industry in this state. I think we're fairly called a three-legged stool in this state. One leg is ag. One leg is energy. And one leg is other. Okay? You know, manufacturing, little tourism, little everything into that other pot. All right? And when you have one leg, a $40 billion industry that today doesn't know what their tax liability is going to be in 40 days, I'm going to advocate for a change. And I'd do the same thing for the milk industry and for the popsicle industry. And so it wasn't about being an infomercial, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm for the free economy to work, whoever wants to participate in that, plain and simple. But I also welcome opinions that differ. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I need an incentive, Todd, for a Democrat to call and challenge me on my theory here. Can you think of any incentives that would make them call? Think about that while we talk to Todd Mandan here. Hey, Todd, what's on your mind?
Well, I am one of those citizens in Mandan that got one of those great letters from the city assessor that says that my property value has all of a sudden skyrocketed. And when I say all of a sudden, I'm not talking over a 20 or 30 year period that it's been. I'm talking they were in my house last year, assessed my value, and then all of a sudden come in with another 25% above what they had said last year. I'm in the minority as far as, well, I shouldn't say minority. There's quite a few of them that are in the 10%, but this is absolutely ridiculous that they come out and in 1 year, my property value goes up 25%. I don't think so.
Yeah, we've had some other calls on this, Todd. Would you be willing to share your information so we could just use you as an example and ask the city folks to explain this? I've had a couple of calls complaining about this, and I said, do me a favor, get me your info so I can call, and we'll do this. I want to dig into this. I want to find out what's going on and what's behind it, how it could jump. We've had calls about it. Hey, it doubled in, 2 years and 3 years.
Well, I went to the meeting on, I think it was a Monday night that the meeting was. Monday night is when the meeting was. There was a gentleman there that had his go up 354%. Now, I know that part of what is going on with some of these property valuations is from talking with other people is the assessors had not been in those houses for 20 to 30 years. They had stayed. I know of one instance where property was bought in 1978. That was still on the books as of this year at the 1978 value. There's a problem. I mean, the city is not doing its job. Where I've got a problem is, okay, you were actually in my house last year. You assessed it at this value last year, and now you're telling me in 1 year it's jumped over 25%? I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I hear you. So,
as far as wanting to share my stuff with you, not over the air, but yes, I would bring my stuff over to you and show you exactly what it is.
Yeah, so hang on a sec. I'll get your information. I'll maybe see if I can't. We can't huddle up tomorrow and after the show and do that because I want to spend some time on this next week. We've had calls from every corner of the state with concerns. Some people say, I thought there was property tax relief by the legislature. I say there is. Well, mine
well,
are wrong
there,
up.
There's been a unique situation in Mandan. I did talk to the assessor, Shirley. I'm forgetting her last name right now. Jaw, thank you. And the short version of the story, and I could not get her to go on the air. But
no, she,
sweet woman, but the short version of the story was new people coming in, new computer systems going in that should have been replaced quite some time ago, and a lot of mistakes were perhaps made leading up to that, now we're correcting. But you're right. I mean, it's a huge jump for a lot of people.
And by the way, I've talked
to plenty, too, that have 60, 70, 80% jump all of a sudden. They do ask, hey, check over the info. Is the info correct? Because if the info's not correct, that's certainly going to affect it adversely to begin with. But
and the thing that I've got with the persona that Shirley gave at the meeting was I did not make any mistakes. I can't believe in 1 year property went up 25% when I get a note from the local realtor, and I get these quite often, that says the property values in Mandan went up a total of 9% last year.
Yeah, no, all legitimate issues. Todd, give your information to Manny, if you would. We'll connect up tomorrow. We'll continue to follow the story, and we'll try and get the guest to come on, too. Thanks.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Folks, the Miracle Chair is coming to Williston. Your chance to try it free of charge and see for yourself this amazing ultimate luxury experience. See it online at miraclechair.net, miraclechair.net, or call Jerry Breyer at 701-746-9950. But better yet, come to the 2015 Home and Garden Show this weekend in Williston, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Raymond Family Community Center, all 3 days, and you'll see Jerry and his team, and the chair will be there, and you can relax and enjoy it. The zero gravity concept's pretty amazing. It's a weightless sensation. It's like you're floating on air. Puts your body in a position that makes you feel weightless. And the benefits of zero gravity are too numerous to mention here, but they alleviate stress on the heart and refresh the muscles. You'll love it. While you're there, try that Prevail Slim Roast Coffee. They'll give you a free sample, too. It's coffee that helps you lose weight. I kid you not. Incredible. That's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Home and Garden Show in Williston at the Raymond Family Community Center. Look for the Miracle Chair booth and tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Past the hour. So, Todd, you asked the city auditor, Mandan, to come on, and she would not come on? Wouldn't come
on,
right?
Talked to Shirley Shaw for about a half an hour. That was from about a week and a half ago, give or take. And, yeah, I mean, she's simply, and you know how some people just get so nervous and you try to talk them over the nervousness, and usually you can, but every once in a while you get that one that just would not. And that's where I guess I would categorize Shirley. It's not that she was trying to be evasive so much as, hey, I'll be glad to tell you the info, but I don't want to be going on the air with this.
I think she just wasn't comfortable.
Not trying to be secretive. She just wasn't comfortable.
And in that case, and that happens, and you respect that. But you know, at that point, then a city administrator should come on, a mayor should come on, a commission member should come on. You know, somebody in the elected leadership should come on and say, here's what happened. You know, here's what's going on. And, of course, you mentioned Mandan's a bit of a unique situation. I don't think, although Mandan, because of the computers and whatever, there might be something there. This is a concern in a lot of places, and we've heard from it over the last couple of days. So we're going to continue to dig into this for sure. And as I promised,
there are definitely two different problems. One is the unique problem to Mandan, but you're right. I mean, there's a more symptomatic problem across North Dakota that needs to be addressed. But at the same time, there is a situation in Mandan where so many people have had, you know, my own in-laws in the 20-some-odd percentile, and then we had a guy call with 68%, and now we're hearing triple-digit percentages. So, obviously, something needs to be checked out there.
Exactly. And there is a process for all this, right? There is a process. If you think this is unfair, I mean, there's a process, and the vast majority of people where it is egregious and there's a screw-up, my understanding is they get fixed. But we're going to dig into it. I'll ask Governor Dalrymple about it tomorrow, because I don't know that anybody knows this better as far as the give and take between the state and the education funding system and, you know, how the property tax relief system was set up, to ultimately offset property tax spending, but it doesn't do anything to control spending at the local level. There's just a lot of moving parts here, so we'll try and dig into it. By the way, that University of Mary press conference today was about a seven-figure donation and investment by Beck Communications Cooperative to install a student-run TV studio at the University of Mary. That's kind of cool, huh? So they're
Mark Armstrong apparently going to be a part of that, as I understand.
Yeah, some fancy schmancy communication out there. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, that's really neat. Anyway, so that was the big news today. All right, back to the phones here. West Fargo, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Do you know that? That's right, fastest growing city in North Dakota, West Fargo.
Wow.
And there's no oil under West Fargo, so that's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. Greg, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I talked to you yesterday, Scott, and, you know, I asked you if the state had done some stuff on property relief, and then we were cut off with Mr. Kramer coming. But I didn't get to my main point. My main point is I've lived here 2 miles north of West Fargo since 1997, and my property tax has been reassessed 3 different times. Hasn't changed all that much. And then this last year, I was reassessed again. And the form that I just got in the mail from this year, last year I paid for $135,000 on my property. This year I'm having an increase of $145,000 to $280,000, which is a 106% increase in 1 year.
Wow, and that's the fourth time you've been assessed, so it isn't like they just hadn't been there forever.
Right.
And the property always jumped. If I wanted to buy your property, what would you sell it for me today?
Back in 1997, we paid $85,000 for it. And
right,
now
they're saying, what I'm asking you, if I came there today and said, hey, I want to buy your property, what would you sell it? What would you want for it?
I haven't looked into that. I'm not planning on selling, so I haven't looked into that.
I get the jump seems stupid. I'm just trying to say, is it anywhere near what you would put the property up for sale?
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely
way high.
Not. And,
way high.
Yeah, way high. And I'm just like, you know, I went in and to the arbitrator and talked to him about it the other day and said, and I basically said, how can you do this to a family in 1 year? In 2014, you charged me $135,000 for my property on taxes. And this year, you're going to jump me in 2015. You're going to increase me by $145,000 in 1 year to $280,000. How can you do that to somebody in 1 year?
Yeah, no, it's a legitimate question, and I want to dig into this one a little as well, so we can kind of get, you know, some different places around the state. Would you be willing to just give me your contact information so we could visit off the air? Okay, hang on, Greg, and Manny will get that information from you, and we'll dig into that as well. Let's go to Grant County. Delbert's waiting. What's on your mind, Delbert?
I'm kind of agreeing with these people on this here taxation value. What's the state and the government going to do with the increase of all the land that they have increased the value of our land? Our land, we have here in 1903, they increased our true value $2,200. Last year, they increased our true value up to $8,200. Now I'll agree with these other people. They have jumped our, on the same amount of land, up to $44,250.
That's increases, you're saying?
That's an increase in the assessed value of our property.
Is the, in your view, is the assessed value way higher than what you could get for it, what you could sell it for?
Well, the way these people are going crazy buying this land, that's not the deal. What I'm worried about, if the whole state is increasing the true value of the land by 20% and the state government doesn't give us a little tax relief, what is going to happen to the price of our land then? That's what I'm worried about, because this is keep putting our value up all the time, every year, and it's kind of outrageous that they have put that up this year. And as far as I can find out, this all comes from our tax director up here in Bismarck. He's the one that sends out the papers. And I went to several county meetings, and the county says they can't do much about it. That's what the state puts down, and they quote laws of this and laws like that. But
I'm confused, because the state shouldn't be dictating what your property tax assessment is.
Well, it's representation, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the only thing the state's concerned about is to make sure that there is a spit and difference between the sales in a particular county and the assessed value. And if one or the other got out of whack, they have that percentage. But it's also, Delbert, I'm going to ask you also to give your information to Manny, because it's a good story that I want to learn more about. And once I've got a few of these, we'll put them in front of folks and try and get some answers.
I can say $2,000 and $8,000 is pretty high, but when they jump to $43,000 on the same amount of property in one year, I'm like that other guy. That's kind of ridiculous.
And by the way, if that's happening on a wide scale, that is a lot more tax revenue for everybody, by the way, which would mean the mills ought to come down, because the spending shouldn't be increasing to that percentage.
That's what's going to happen when we don't get some tax relief. Our mills are...
I think the number is $850 million again that is coming out of the state tax relief package. So there's a pile of tax relief going back. Again, that doesn't always dollar for dollar end up in tax relief, because when the local entities spend more, there's a concern there. That's one part of the equation. Delbert, hang on, if you would, and we'll get that information. Manny, can you get Greg and Delbert's info for me during the break here? More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our futures. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.com. I never sleep enough. You know, what are we supposed to get? 8 hours? When's the last time you had 8 hours of sleep time? I can't remember.
The occasional Saturday, maybe, but that's rare. Yeah, certainly not on a weekday. Good grief. That'll be
so, you know, the deal is when it's just this crazy radio business, you don't get 8 hours of sleep to save your soul. Not a chance. But you know what? What sleep you do get, you want to be the best it can be, which is why MyPillow ought to be underneath your head each and every night. That's right. It's my pillow, but I want it to be your pillow. And if you go to mypillow.com, you are quickly going to be excited about a pillow. I have to tell you, before that I received one of these in the mail, when they were asking us to consider advertising their product, which we don't do unless we understand a little bit about it, they sent them to us, said, try it. I don't know that I've ever thought about it, other than how bad they were sometimes when you stay at hotels or something, you know. Not the expressway and suites, but I mean, at some places I stay. My gosh, you know.
Stop staying at those kind of hotels, man.
Have you really? Yeah,
you're right, though. You're right.
And so otherwise I wouldn't think about it. You know, you got a kink neck from sleeping on a cement sack, you get ticked. But then the pillow shows up, and I'm now an evangelist for the pillow. It's just, it's the best. And I'm not blustering here, folks. I want you to get it. And here's the deal. They have a 60-night money-back guarantee. So if you say, it just isn't for me, it didn't do it, well, no problem. Send it back. It's a 10-year warranty. I mean, you're going to sleep on this pillow so long you're going to pay pennies a night for an incredible sleep. It will not go flat. It has a patent interlocking fill, so it adjusts to you. That's the beauty of it. Now, I want to give you one. 2-for-1. You buy one, it's 2-for-1 special, 50% off. That's right, a freebie. Just use the promo code SCOTT or call when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT or 800-506-9028.
Here's a thought. Wouldn't you pay another dollar a night if you knew you were going to get another hour of good quality sleep? This pillow pays for itself in 50 days, right, or whatever,
exactly.
Whatever number of days it figures out to be.
We're only asking for, you know, a penny tonight, sleep when you think about it. It's going to last for 10
minutes. Yeah, I mean, I'd cough it up in a heartbeat.
All right, so let's see here. We haven't got Van yet, right? We're going to take some more calls while we're waiting for our terrorism expert who's visiting North Dakota. And looking forward to getting his take on this story about the counterterrorism operation that unfortunately ended up in the death of a couple of Americans, one American, two hostages. One of the hostages is American, and it happened in January, but we're just finding out about it today. So get to the bottom of that. Sheldon in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to confirm what the last caller from Mandan said, because I was at that same meeting, and she did clearly say that there were no errors, but in the same breath she said that when the information was transferring from one computer program to the next, some of the information got placed in the wrong boxes or whatever. Well, it's clearly an error. And I got my house, the house across the street from me sold in February of this year for $155,000. They're telling me my house is worth $210,000. And I talked to a realtor, and they say they can only get $155,000 out of my house.
So, you got a story there. And by the way, the city of Mandan has now, they don't say errors, but I mean, they put out the statement a couple of days ago saying that the notices that went out earlier this month to property owners with a real estate valuation increase of $3,000 or more and 10% or more encourages property owners to review the information to make contact with any questions or concerns. And if you see any discrepancies, they want you to call. So they are sort of acknowledging, hey, if there's something wrong here, let us know. So,
well, Shirley told me, too. I mean, she was very, very adamant about that hey, I want to talk to people that are, you know, that they're in that situation. So
have you complained yet, Sheldon?
Yeah, I was at the meeting, I complained, and I made my phone call to the, because nothing on that letter states that. It states if you have a discrepancy or whatever, you go to the meeting. So I went to the meeting, I made the phone call to her office too, but I haven't heard anything back since. And on top of it all, I bought that house in late 2010 or early 2011, and I've never seen anybody out there or been contacted for an assessment. So I don't know where they're even, they'd never come through my house and never walked my property to come up with this number. I don't know where they're getting the number from.
If you're in that camp, in Mandan, I would call them at 701-667-3232. You say you have, Sheldon, you just haven't heard back.
Yep.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard back.
Do us a favor. Keep us posted. Appreciate the call very much. Rick and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was calling, too, just for, like, I get notice of increase, you know, for the second year in a row, and it's, you know, over 10%. And, I think it's kind of insulting they have on there. An increase in assessment does not mean your property taxes on the parcel will increase. You know, I mean, what a joke. Then why are they even doing it, you know? And, I mean, this is $58,000 they're saying it's worth more this year than last year, and last year was the same deal. But it's, you know, it's just kind of sickening as the owner of the property, and you got to go prove why it isn't worth that. I mean, why is that, you know, just for them to pick a number out of, you know, the air and, oh, yeah, it went up this much, you know?
My take is if some of the stories we're hearing, you know, your case, you said the realtor said what?
Not the realtor, but it just says on this notice of increase on the actual assessment that they sent you, you know, that Burley County sends you.
I guess I was confusing the last caller, but my point is if it's ridiculous, right? If it's I've heard a number of stories where ones that, you know, are clearly wrong. In other words, say no realtor on the planet says you can get anything near that, and that's what they're assessing it for, or some of these ridiculous increases, I think we'll get a redress. I just think it's a matter of digging into them. So I wouldn't just take it lying down. If you believe it's online, go through the appeal process. Dig into it and keep us posted. Let's go to another Rick, South Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, just an observation. It looks like the people of North Dakota are getting the same trick they got in Clark County, Nevada back in 2010 or 2008. You know, if you want to know what your house is worth, put a sign out front that says best offer, cash only, because the banks are blowing up the value of property in this state, only to be blown out by bigger banks in the future. Think about it.
Now, wait a minute. How do you... The banks are behind this?
The banks tell you how much your house is worth. The banks can't loan money to the next schmuck. What is your house worth on a cash-only basis? I mean, Clark County, Nevada, $250,000 condos ended up going for cash for $55,000.
Well, yeah, because of an absolute meltdown in the market. So that's not happening here. Our valuations are going up. But I don't understand how when you say banks determine what your house is worth, no, banks hire an assessor. And say,
banks will loan money. Banks will loan the money. They're the ones who create the price of the house. Is the bank?
Well, the banks are going to hire an appraiser, and an appraiser is going to say this is what the house is worth. And the bank is going
to
loan.
But when it comes back to the bank, if they're not going to loan the money against the house, it's not going to get that price. Just put a cash only sign out front, best offer. See what you get. That's just what I'm saying.
Okay, but I don't get the conspiracy theory against banks. I guess.
Conspiracy theory against banks. Why don't you just go ask about 150,000 people in Clark County? Go ask them.
Well, again, this is not Clark County, thankfully, at all. But maybe I'm Well, I know I'm dumb, but maybe I'm especially dumb today because I don't get.
Congratulations! You just made your own promo, by the way.
I think he's. I think his point is well taken to say, you know what. What cash?
That's his point. What's the real value of
right.
it? And he's his point being, yeah, what's the real world value, not bureaucratically manufactured value of it?
Exactly.
Put a for sale sign out. Whatever the best offer you get is, that's the value. And that's what it should be.
Did you notice when the caller that had the property, I forget which one, I think it was Northwest Fargo, and it was, and I said, I think it was $285,000. That had been assessed for, and it had gone up from $145,000 a year or 2 years ago. And I said, you know, if I came out there, what could I buy it for? You know, I mean, very different opinion generally when you get that assessment versus when you get the appraisal. Right? You want the appraisal to be through the roof, and you want the assessment to be way down there. And that's where we got to be realistic about this and say,
if you market your house at the appraised value and your phone never rings. It's not that value.
Yeah, exactly. All right, hey, guess what? We have a special guest just landed in Grand Forks for an event tonight at the Idea Lab at the Center for Innovation, and he'll be at Maxwell's in West Fargo tomorrow. You've seen him on Sean Hannity's show and the O'Reilly Factor and all over CNN, and here he is in North Dakota, the author of The New Terrorism, Van Hipp, chairman of the American Defense International. Welcome to North Dakota, Van. How you doing?
It's great to be in North Dakota. Great to be with you, Scott.
That's great. That's great. Rather than have to watch you on TV, we'll watch you in person tonight at UND. That's pretty cool. So tell me about the new terrorism. Tell me about what this book is about.
Well, really, it's about dispersion. If we go back and look at the history of radical Islam, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and look at this whole threat of radical Islam, which I believe is the challenge of our time. And then we look at the specific threats to the country, from cyber to border security issues, biological threats, you name it. And then look at ways that we can keep this country safe and do it in a way so that we don't go broke. I call it victory without bankruptcy.
By the way, after Van's talk tonight, Riley's going to do a book signing as well. And the book again is called The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. I'm sure while you were flying, you probably caught up on the news from this morning. But what do you make of the fact that we had a counterterrorism operation in January? And sadly, two hostages were killed in the operation, one of them an American, but we're finding out about it in April. What's that all about?
I don't know. I mean, we should have known that a long time ago. And, you know, I'm concerned. You know, our FBI director tells us they're right here on American soil. He's now got cases open in all 50 states of this country, looking at people with potential connections to ISIS. So this threat is very real, and it's here right now on American soil.
Are we paying enough attention to it? Are Americans aware of how dire this threat is right now, in your view?
We need the same kind of resolve that we had right after 9/11, Scott. This country came together. We need to come together once again like we did then. And the real challenge and the real problem is this. Technology is changing so rapidly, and that's good. But this government is so stovepipe and lacks the ability to analyze and adapt and respond quick enough. So it's almost as if as the technologies increase, the threats increase exponentially. And I've got to tell you what I'm most concerned with right now. I believe cyber warfare is the one threat this country is the most unprepared for. Those too-big-to-fail banks in 2008 have only gotten bigger. And I'm very concerned about our financial institutions and make sure we've got the right things in place to deal with cyber warfare.
The book is The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Van Hipp, you'll watch him on the Fox News Channel. See him tonight at the Idea Lab at the Center for Innovation. Bruce Jovig's shop there on the campus of the University of North Dakota. 6 o'clock tonight for our friends in the Northern Valley. And then 2 p.m. tomorrow, Maxwell's in West Fargo. Art Rosenberg bringing them to town. Hey, Van, great to talk to you. Travel safely. Glad you're here. Thanks for listening. More coming up, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Miracle Chair is coming to Williston this weekend for the Home and Garden Show at the Raymond Family Community Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Miracle Chair is the state-of-the-art ultimate luxury experience you've heard us talking about right here on KTGO. It comes with zero gravity, which means it alleviates the stress on the heart, refreshes the muscles, promotes back health, and improves blood circulation. This works like you can't believe. 15 minutes in this chair and you're going to feel like a new person. You're absolutely going to love it. And it will be this weekend in Williston at the Miracle Chair booth, 2015 Home and Garden Show at the Raymond Family Community Center, Williston, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. While you're there, enjoy a free sample of Slim Roast, one of the most delicious and effective products of our time. A simple way to lose weight and feel great, too. I kid you not. Not just coffee. This is a delicious Italian dark roast with a powerful weight loss formula inside. Look for the Miracle Chair booth this weekend at the Home and Garden Show, Williston. And tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I didn't even get a chance to talk about beavers today, Todd. I had fully intended to launch about yesterday. You know, we had the discussion yesterday about a controversy in Fargo over the beavers eating the trees. And right. So there's an effort that's going to be undertaken to trap beavers, and there's now a petition to save the beavers because people evidently are more concerned about beavers than trees because this is getting very costly and everything else. And right. Remember I told you there was a petition to try and save them? There was like 1,000 votes on that. I haven't looked this morning, but late last night that number was at 20,000. 20,000 people. Wow. I mean, I just, to me, that means the world's upside down. The 20,000 people are worried about a beaver. And I'm the tree hugger here, by the way, because I want to save the trees. That's what I'm out to do. But didn't even get a chance to talk about beavers today on the program. But that just means we had a busy show of letting you tell us what's on your mind, and it was more property taxes than beavers today and oil taxes.
We're prioritizing, and it came up at the very last segment. So there
exactly
you go.
Exactly right. And by the way, for everybody that called in on the property tax situation, wherever you're at, I am planning at least a couple of programs on this tomorrow with experts from all sides. Everybody gets a chance to be heard, but I like some specific examples. So if you want to give me specific examples and have you concerned, do me a favor. Just email me Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at flagfamily.com. Scott at flagfamily.com. I'm going to share at least one with Governor Dalrymple, who will be on the program tomorrow. As well. Okay, we'll be live from the state capitol. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and our good governor, plus a whole lot of your phone calls on the program. One of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind are the folks at the North Dakota Soybean Council, and Diana Beetelsbacher is the CEO. You hear her regularly on the radio with all kinds of good ideas and tips. And they have a See for Yourself program coming up, which I think is pretty darn cool. Diana, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Scott. How are you on this gorgeous day?
Yeah, we lost the wind. It still could be a little warmer, but it's a beautiful day, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
We'll count this one in the good spring category for sure.
Hopefully get some planting in today. So
there you go. More and more every day, it looks like,
that's
out there,
right,
which is fun to watch. Absolutely.
Right.
So what is the See for Yourself program? Tell us about this.
Well, to give you a little bit of a background, when a farmer unloads their soybeans at the local elevator after harvest, it really seems to them like the end of a long journey, full of hard work. But the elevator is really just the first stop on a trip that takes U.S. soybeans to various markets domestically and overseas. And so for those soybean producers who want to know more about where their soybeans go just beyond the elevator and what the soybean checkoff's role is in marketing those beans, we'd really like to have them participate in this year's third annual See for Yourself program. And basically, the program offers 16 North Dakota soybean farmers the chance to learn about and evaluate specific investments in the soy checkoff, such as rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and the chance to tour various shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans actually leave for Asia. And really, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you know, for our producers to see firsthand how their checkoff dollars are being invested and the work that's being done to help boost their bottom line.
Yeah, I'm thinking, actually, Oregon in July would be kind of cool, right? I mean, literally, a little cooler maybe than here and very pretty. And so you have me dreaming of, you know, What's on Your Mind live from Oregon there through that.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
A beautiful time of the year, actually, to be out there. And we have a lot of exciting tours planned for everyone to see. And the dates are July 14th through the 17th, and as you mentioned, that's out in Portland, Oregon. And applications to apply are available on our website, which is ndsoybean.org. And if the producers who are accepted to participate in the program, all of their travel, lodging, and meal expenses will be paid. So it's really exciting because, you know, we're excited about investing the checkoff back in for their education. So we hope that they'll take the initiative to apply and go on this program with us.
No, it's a great idea. It really is. And, it's amazing. But in this case, you're talking about producers actually coming along and seeing this up firsthand. But those of us that are not producers but are consumers, we too need to see this for ourselves, right? We need to, and better understand this, so you don't just walk in. To the supermarket and grab something off the shelf, and that's where it was created and, you know, came off a truck. You know, I mean, this
absolutely
is really important.
Absolutely. And that's one of our key initiatives this next year, is to reach out and engage more consumers in the work that the Soybean Council is doing and agriculture in general and the value it really brings to consumers, and also about how the food is grown so that they can feel comfortable knowing that it's safe and affordable for their families to eat.
And I just put a post up on our Facebook pages as well, so folks can check that out as well, or go to ndsoybean.org, ndsoybean.org, and then find out more of the details about this. But actually, what excites me most about this idea, Diane, is just this, you know, these checkoff investments, they go into you know, getting the product to market, right? The rail and the water transportation and also, to get out there and see how there's some new uses now for soy in the fish diets and actually.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, one of our producers who went on this trip last year said that the experience completely changed the way he views soybean production and the soybean checkoff. And he really didn't realize the extent to which the checkoff is helping to open new markets for soybeans.
Yeah, exactly. So now 14 others get a chance to do it. Check it out at ndsoybean.org or on our Facebook page as well. Diana, thanks so much, and happy growing.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott. Have a great day.
Grow some great soybeans this year. All right, friends, we're out of time for today. Again, Scott at flagfamily.com, the email address to follow up on any information you want to get us on the property tax situation or anything we didn't get to today under the show. Governor Dalrymple, Al Carlson tomorrow live from the state capitol on What's On Your Mind. Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Jar, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.